Good morning to all of you. We welcome you on this Easter Sunday to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here as we remember our Lord's resurrection from the tomb in victory over sin, death, and hell. And our call to worship today, I'm just going to share with you a portion of a verse in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 6. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary and Martha, who had come to Mary Magdalene, who had come to the tomb of the Lord Jesus, where they had laid him 3 days before. And they see that there is an angel sitting there, a man sitting there, and they, "Where is our Lord?" And the angel responds to her with a very clear statement: "He is not here. He is risen." And then these important words: "As he said." Our Lord keeps His word. Amen. If you had any doubts about the resurrection, they were taken away at that particular moment. Can you imagine these two ladies hearing this from an angel? "As He said." When did He say that? When did He say that? When did He say that He was going to be risen, rising from the dead? All the things, all the events, all the meetings that they had had through those years. And they go back, I'm sure, to Lazarus, where Jesus had told them, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he," what? "Live." So they remember this, of what happened with Lazarus. They remember the verses and they remember what He said: "I am the resurrection and the life." That "I am" appears many, many times in the book of John. But we find it there mentioned several times in relationship to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want you to know something, folks, as we've gathered together here on this Easter Sunday. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Amen? Jesus Christ rose from the tomb in victory over death, in victory over sin, in victory over hell itself. And you and I have new life in Him because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have much to be thankful for this morning. We should be rejoicing in our hearts in what Jesus Christ has done for us, and the fact that we have newness of life, and the reason that we will be in heaven whenever He comes to take us, or through the portal of death, is on the merits of Jesus Christ alone and His resurrection. May our hearts be thrilled this morning as we meet together, as we sing these songs together, as we reflect upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ.